Welcome to the Experience Roseburg podcast. If you've never listened to the podcast before, the premise is we go out on an outdoor adventure each episode. The adventure is meant to be relaxing and transport you to the Umpqua Valley no matter where you are. You could be driving, working, or trying to make that new stew recipe. So sit back and relax as we start our outdoor adventure. Hey there, listener. Today we're going to be taking a stroll through the flowers. Taking our time to stop and smell the flowers, as well as stop and correctly identify the numerous wildflowers that grow around the Umpqua Valley. I know using an audio medium to describe something that's meant to be seen is kind of like listening to the soundtrack of a movie you've never seen. During the spring and summer, you'll find all sorts of wildflowers around the Umpqua Valley. I know a lot of wildflower enthusiasts love to use the scientific names for wildflowers, but for the sake of this podcast, I'm just going to be using the common names of the flowers. Scientific names are great for properly identifying plants, but I'm just going to be mentioning flowers in this episode. This isn't meant to be a field guide, just a fun discussion about wildflowers in the area. Wildflowers can be found all over the Umpqua Valley. From along the side of country roads to hidden fields deep in the middle of the Umpqua Forest, to riverbanks colored with the confetti of wildflower blooms. Standing in a field with an oak tree off in the distance, the grass is tall and green. There's a gentle breeze causing the blades to glisten in the afternoon sun. A bird flies by and lands on the oak tree nearby. Here in these oak savannas around the valley, you'll find wildflowers like camas, blue-eyed grass, Mariposa lilies, buttercups, and California poppies. Oak savannas and grassy fields often get overlooked as places of beauty because of the lack of water and geological features. But these fields are places of beauty the closer you look. What at first glance is just a field of grass with a couple oak trees is actually a very diverse ecosystem. Walking down a forest trail up in the mountains, the scent of fir and spruce trees fill the air. The ferns are all bloomed out. Here, the wildflowers bloom later than those in the valley. Along the trail, the berry bushes and vines are just now starting to bloom out. The trailing blackberry, the wild strawberry, and huckleberry bushes are starting to bloom. not to mention all the pink blooms of the native rhododendron bushes that line the trail. Standing by the river as a cool spring breeze makes its way across the riverbed. Here, wild irises and trilliums bloom out under the canopy of dogwood trees, all in bloom. Did you know that there's even native orchids that grow here? The western fairy slipper can be found during the springtime near springs and rivers. It's easy to quickly walk by and not notice any of the flowers blooming when hiking or walking around in nature. I think it's important to stop and appreciate the small things. Sometimes we're too focused on the metaphorical waterfall at the end of the trail, we don't even notice the little bursts of color that make walking the path of life interesting. These little bursts of color are only here for a fleeting moment, and then they're gone. The ephemeral nature of nature itself is what makes life so interesting. So take the time. Stop and smell the wildflowers. Until next time, I'm Brian Showers.